This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And is it ever a big day on the Big K Morning Show, a big day for the Berg? Opening day at our new Pittsburgh International Terminal. Larry Richard is live at the terminal all morning right here on the Big K Morning Show. Larry.
Michael, we got to get you out here. It's absolutely electric, exciting. I can't believe I'm here in this moment and want to thank Derek Davies, who's hosting us. We're broadcasting from Cafe Camigo, which is on the arrival side. We pulled right up to the front of the airport. I doubt it'll be that easy in the future, but for day one, it's been great. And I'm here with Rich Fitzgerald, who was the Allegheny County executive at the time and the conception of this. And we have a special guest with us. Vince Gaskeb is the Chief Government and Corporate Affairs Officer for the airport authority. So,
well, let me introduce that a little bit better, because Vince was a politician. Vince was an elected, one of the first elected county council members. Vince and I served, you know, for 12 years together on county council.
Well, wait a minute. You were a Democrat hiring a Republican.
He was on the other side. He was on the other team. Yeah.
What's this collaboration? I love it.
But Vince, you know, we realized, and Vince realized, he had a very successful business career and decided not only to give up a political career, but to give up the other business job he had to come work at the airport, because he realized how important this airport was to this region's economic growth. So even before Christina came, Vince comes and starts working at Pittsburgh International Airport and has been here since 2013. Vince, congratulations. Big day. You've been a big, big part of what's happening today.
It's been a great day, and I can't tell you how great it's been to see all my old friends. And Rich and I used to be on KDK back in the day. Maybe they didn't always agree on the air, but we're certainly going to agree today that this is such a magnificent day for Pittsburgh and the region. This is 8 years in the making between planning and actually building it and having the construction. And then the reviews have been outstanding, and you can park close every day and walk in right away and get to the core area and get to your gate faster than ever before. And I think Pittsburghers are going to love it.
From a practical standpoint, yeah, you have the new parking right up against the airside with the new garage that has the Pittsburgh-themed different levels, which I think is a nice touch. But you've added 6,000 spaces. So what about all the parking that was on the backside of the land side? That's all still there, right? And I hear you upgraded the shuttles and be able to move people here even quicker.
Yeah, so what's nice is what people are used to parking for all these years, those lots are still there. You just take a shuttle to get to this new terminal. And to your point, we built a covered garage and a surface garage. It's like walking in the Giant Eagle. It's right outside. It's easy to do. And my department's given 250 tours at least over the last 2 years. And the one thing I always said is that in almost 100 years of aviation, this is the first time we as Pittsburghers have built an airport for us as Pittsburghers. We always had a hub airline that built it prior. And the hub airline builds it for their operations, not for the people who live in that region.
When it was originally a hub in 1992 in October when it opened, the X is gates A, B, C, and D. That's still here, so people have a concept of what was done. What's brilliant is you were able to do this while operating a major airport all at the same time with minimal disruption. So the new landside entrance is in between that X on one side. And so you literally are right there when you walk through what is essentially the Fort Pitt Tunnel entrance walkway, right?
That's exactly right. And Vince is right. This is our fourth airport in Pittsburgh. The old Connie Airport was the first one, then Greater Pitt in 52. And then the one you talked about in 92 that opened up, and now this one. But this is the first time that this team had to build an airport while running existing airport. And that was a tremendous effort, that what they were able to do. And talk about that a little bit, Vince.
So we owned a ribbon cutting about a month ago, our ceremonious ribbon cutting. And I looked out to the audience because I was emceeing it and was like, the partners built this. We had politicians there, stakeholders, labor, business, the whole room. As Rich says, we work together. This airport is such a symbol of us working together. We're able to build a new terminal while operating in an existing one. We're able to give Pittsburghers a Pittsburgh airport. We're able to do things. How about patios, terraces? People I don't think, realize how great this is because it was so seamless to build. And under the leadership of Christina Kasotis, I've never seen a visionary that could bring the tasks and the things we need to do to close it at the same time. It's just amazing.
I joked at Christina. Her father was a Marine. I said, that's where she gets that detail work. And I think she kind of liked that when I said that to her originally. But what would you say as a cheat code for people? You know how we are. On some levels, we don't like change. It's like, well, where, as we would say in Pittsburgh, where are we at? How do I get there? What do I do? What's the cheat code to get in and get out?
So I think a couple things we need to bring up, and that's like where the airlines are in this whole equation. And, you know, without the airlines, we're just a big building. I mean, we need the airlines. And they decided at the beginning and in the middle of a pandemic to fund this. They're the ones backing the bonds. So if that doesn't make a statement for us as a region and for Christina and her team as leadership, nothing does. And I don't know, I'm not sure if that got out there the way it should, because that's the business side of it. We've talked a lot about the aesthetics and some of the things we're seeing here and the architecture, but really having those airline partners is as important as any partners we have in this whole project.
And Vince makes a great point, because this airport was built without your taxes going up.
I was just going to say.
No local taxes, no state.
People listening, how much did this cost me?
Exactly. That's what, and Vince and I lived through, you know, the North Shore Connector, and, you know, that a little bit of a controversy, you know, a decade and a half ago. This was built by the airlines, paid for. As he said, the bonds are backed up by the airlines. And they had made a decision to do this, and then the pandemic hits. And then they pull out, not just pull out, but the whole airline industry basically collapsed, had to be bailed out by some federal money, et cetera, et cetera. We had to go back to them and get them to re-up again a second time. Mm-hmm. And Vince is right. They believed in what was happening with Christina and her team were doing so much that they signed on again.
Well, congratulations. And you can pull right up to the front of the airport, walk through, and then when you're coming back, the flow on the, you know, rivals right to this baggage area, which I'm looking at. And in fact, we'll show you streamlined, right, to get your bags after you arrive in Pittsburgh.
Yes. I love the one-way nature of it. So the departure levels is one way and the arrivals is another way, one way. So there's no interface. It's almost the opposite of what you have at the former landside building. One of my favorite quotes we were given our tours to, like, elected officials and what have you was, I wonder why you needed this. Now I'm wondering what took you so long to build it.
Right. That's the perfect. Well, congratulations, Vince, to you and everybody involved.
Thank you. And thanks to Rich for the leadership over the almost the whole course of the project. We couldn't have done it without Rich.
They've done a great job. And one of the things, Vince will be back out on the road again. He's the one selling flights and airlines to say, give us a flight to Seattle, give us a flight to L.A., give us a flight.
When they see this, it should make your job that much easier. Vince, thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Always good to see you.
Thanks, Vince.
Vince Gaskib, who's been a part of KDK for many years, going back to Mike Pintech and Fred Hansberger.
Wow.
All right, Michael Bartley.
Larry, you and Rich, and I'll tell you, Vince, you guys sound fantastic. Do you ever? We are learning so much. Thanks so much. All right. Traffic on the fives on the Big K Morning Show, and we'll head back out live to Larry at the new terminal on opening day. Don't you worry. In the meantime, from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, KDKA AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Let's head over to Ellen Gamble, see what's cooking. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, good morning, Michael. And the good news is traffic of the vehicular kind is cooperating so far this morning. Just some slowdowns for you on the parkways. Parkway East inbound, a little sluggish right around the Wilkinsburg interchange. Parkway West is kind of heavy, slow for you now on the front side of Green Tree Hill, beginning right around the Parkway Center Mall on ramp. No accidents in your way there, and certainly no traffic troubles if you're using the Parkway West to head out toward the airport. That's a great ride on 376 heading westbound there if you need to a flight or get on one yourself. Now, 28 southbound looks good. Just a reminder, later on today, you will have bridge inspection crews working on the Highland Park Bridge, forcing a single lane in either direction. They'll be out there 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 625. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Big K Morning Show. Oh, it's a big day indeed here in Pittsburgh. Michael Bartley in the studio. Larry Richard live on location right in the heart of it all. on today, the first day. It's just been open for a couple of hours, an hour or so, really. The brand new terminal at Pittsburgh International. Larry.
Yeah, it was just 50 minutes ago that the first flight left, and it was about an hour ago when the first arrival came from San Francisco, and I am set up right on the arrival level, so their departure level, and then the flow going into what was the old airport, spruced up quite a bit, and the old mall, as you remember, and then on the arrival side, here's the part that's exciting for people flying in the future, is your bags will arrive much quicker. So here is the arrivals, and it gives information on the baggage. And then take a look, by the way, you can check out our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company and also our KDK YouTube channel, which you can see. Now, I'm going to slowly move, Michael. This is the new baggage area.
Boy, that looks so nice.
Oh, my gosh. And already, when the first arrival came, we kind of timed when we expected to see the bags come out, and it was remarkably quicker than it would have been at the old airport. And there's a lot of elbow room too, so I like that. And then there's only people flowing one direction too, yeah, which makes it a lot easier. And as you can see, it's pretty expansive here. And if you can't, again, you can go to kdkradio.com, check us out with our live stream, because throughout the morning, like we did in Dublin, we're going to take you to different parts of the new airport. And then as you turn around, Erin Ferragoni, our producer, is working the camera.
She's doing great. She's doing great. She's doing great.
She's really good, and we appreciate her being here on location. She's excited like we are to be a part of this historical day for the region. And I can't tell you how many people, over 14,000 people, Rich Fitzgerald shared with us, have been working on this for over 8 years. The
Unbelievable.
Concept goes back nearly 10 years. And then you walk in and you're going to see a bunch of, we're going to tell you about this in just a few minutes, all the new local businesses like Minio's Pizza.
Oh, wow.
And they tried to be, you know, regional so that people would get a flavor of Pittsburgh, whether
yeah,
they're from here or not. When they come, and we've got all these people coming for the NFL draft, so they're going to see Pittsburgh as a world-class airport, and their first vision will be what we see here. Real quick, follow me, Erin.
Come on, go ahead, Erin.
We're walking. This is the baggage area. I'm going to show you where you'll be leaving the airport once you come. You can see they have some black and gold balloons set up. Cafe Pandico. Derek Davies invited us to the broadcasting. You'll see that. Take a look up.
Thank you.
Erin, you can see there's two levels and it's open in between. So when
When you're doing your live show today, Larry, they're looking down at you there.
Yes. And we have a lot of people saying, hey, where's Michael?
Hey, wait a minute. What a great location. And you're right, that coffee place to your right is where you are.
Yeah, Derek Davies is local. He had his first store in Wexford. He's got one in Cranberry, and he has two here. And that's what they wanted to do, give local business owners a chance. We're going to talk to the guy that runs the concessions because I think it's kind of cool. People like to know what's here.
Yeah.
And there's so many local connections that you'll just get a kick out of because, you know, Pittsburgh, we're taking care of our own people. And everybody is going to get a flavor, literally, of Pittsburgh. So go check traffic with Ellen.
We're going to do it.
We'll check back, and you'll meet the man behind the concessions. And check us out on our live stream. We're going to show you some stuff throughout the morning on this historical day with the opening of Pittsburgh International Airport.
Great job, Larry. This is unbelievable. All right, we're going to do traffic because it is the 6:25 traffic on the fives here on the Big K Morning Show. We'll get back live to Larry at the... Welcome back to the Big K Morning Show. Michael Bartley in the studio. We're going to go back out live to the brand new airport terminal, Pittsburgh International. It opened about an hour ago. Larry Richard has the camera and so forth. He's going to be taking us around at all different points. He is centrally located at Arrivals in the center, in the heart of it all. And I want to mention to you, don't forget, you can go to kdkradio.com. If you want to see us, you want to see Larry's live reports, you want to see what he's showing us, okay? Go to kdkradio.com for the live stream. Just hit live stream. You click on it. It's beautiful. Don't worry about that. Thank you, Metropolitan Window Company. Or the one that people love is the YouTube page. Our YouTube page is super popular. It's great. You just go to your YouTube, go to YouTube, okay? And then in the search bar, you search KDKA Radio, and it pops right up. There you go. Larry, you there? There's my man. Where are you?
We're here at Cafe Camigo, right on the arrival side, right in the center of this unbelievable atrium. Looks like you're in a new world. The Wizard of Oz. I love it. And I'm with Rich Fitzgerald, who is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh, all of whom will utilize this airport. And we are with Brian Dietz, another Central Catholic grad, along with you, Michael, and of course, Rich.
And Rich, yeah.
Yeah, Senior Vice President, Air Service and Commercial Development, a native of the North Hills in Ross Township. Brian, so part of what you do is develop these concessions, right?
That's right. Right. We are part of the team here that is working to bring Pittsburgh to the world and the world to Pittsburgh, specifically recruiting airlines and businesses here. And a lot of those other businesses are a mix of national, global, and local brands that want to be a part of the sense of place that we're trying to bring here to the region.
I know a lot of thought was put into making it have that feel. So when people from our region, you know, it feels like Pittsburgh, but you also want to give that impression to people who are coming here maybe for the first time too.
Exactly. We started when we did this program by surveying our passengers, and about 50% of our passengers are from Pittsburgh, 50% are from outside. So we wanted to make sure that we had that balance of when you land here that you know that you're experiencing a part of Pittsburgh. That's why Cafe Comigo is here, why Minio's will be opening up by the end of the year with Marathon Diner and Penn Brewery. But we also want to have those brands that nationally resonate by people that are not from Pittsburgh or might not know those brands yet is a part of the Pittsburgh, which is why Shake Shack is here, MAC Cosmetics. We get the whole range of representation of what Pittsburgh has become.
And Rich, originally in the 1982 version of this airport, the mall was built because of the hub status, but now it can be enjoyed and it still has been upgraded too. So that's the first thing you see once you walk through what is essentially the tunnel to open up to the existing airport.
Exactly. Well, back in the day, before 9/11 and TSA, you could actually come and shop here. People would come. This was a shopping mall as well as all the other things that Brian talked about. And for a long time, though, we did not have a lot of the local flavor. We didn't have Permanthes. We didn't have Minio's. We didn't have Wiggle Whiskey. We didn't have Sarah's Candies. Now, and Brian and his team have made sure that you get the Pittsburgh flavor when you come to this airport.
Yeah, and I know that Derek Davies, the owner here, is very grateful to have this opportunity as a Pittsburgh native and a graduate of North Allegheny, my alma mater too. By the way, your football team's pretty good. But I think it makes a big difference to tie in the local community. As you know, we appreciate that.
Exactly. And I think what Rich talked about is it's important to represent local and what our airport has become. With people now beginning and ending their trip in Pittsburgh rather than just connecting from A5 to B35, it's important that we now bring those local flavors in, because when that air mall opened, it was not as important because people were passing through. Now it's an important part of bringing Pittsburgh. This is the first and last impression that people have, whether they're coming home, whether they are visiting, or whether they're a business looking to invest in the region. And we want to make sure we can bring parts of Pittsburgh here to let them know that this is someplace special and someplace unique.
I would love to be a fly on the wall now that this is operational when the airlines representatives now come back. I know many of them have seen progress, but to see it functional, they've got to be really impressed with what everybody here has done.
You know, when the CEO of British Airways visited this past spring and came in before we were even anywhere near to the point of completion that we are. Just watching on the departures level when he comes in and looking up and seeing the parts of this terminal building that represent Pittsburgh with the natural light, the rolling roof. I think that was the moment, you know, Rich, when we were there of like, okay, for a global airline to say, you've got something going,
I think
it's a unique moment.
You could tell that. And yes, it's now an O&D, origination and destination. And what you can see is every time this weekend there's a Steeler game, people from around the country want to be in Pittsburgh, whether they go to the game or not, and they come flying in. This airport fills up on the Friday and Saturday before a Steeler home game, and people want to come in and have a Permane sandwich or have a Minio's pizza or a Sarah's candy to feel home again when they come back to Pittsburgh.
Well, congratulations. I know it's a big day. Everybody's so excited that's a part of this. You got to feel pretty good.
We're feeling good. We have actually some more concessions that are going to be opening up by the end of this year. So this is just the beginning. It's day one for passengers. It hasn't been day one for us because we've been practicing for this, and we're excited for what's yet to come by the end of the year with a couple new concessionaires opening.
Trying to make your job a little easier in selling this, the fact that this beautiful facility that you can go out and sell to concessionaires and what they can be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, bravo. Brian Dietz, Senior Vice President, Air Service Commercial Development, and we'll be back with more from...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.